Javanese script is one of the local cultural heritage of ethnic Javanese. Inside are the values of local wisdom that comes from folklore, history of Javanese script. Local wisdom values are expected to shape the character of the nation generation. Local wisdom taken from the folklore history of Javanese script teach values such as responsibility, courage, and peace. How does this story? Let us listen together. Folklore, history of Javanese script, taken from englishindo.com and retold by Estu Pitarto. Long, long time ago, in the island of Java, there was a kingdom of Medang Kamulan. The land of Java was very fertile and productive. Most of the island of Java are arable, and water are abundant. Java was very rich with plants. They had almost all fruits in the world. All year long the weather is always sunny. As a result, farmer can grow any kind of fruits, vegetable, and all kind of plant all year long. The land of Java was also very rich with gold and many kind of mineral. Many people earn their living by working on gold mine. Since Java was also rich with mine, they also made weapons like sword, lance, trident, and many more. They sold those weapons to China, India, and many other countries. But if you think that the Javanese people were prosperous, you are wrong. At the time, Java was ruled by a monster. His name was King Dewata Cengkar. He was a very cruel king. He ordered his people to pay tax on everything they had. Farmer had to pay tax on their land. Merchant had to pay high tax for their profit. Worker had to pay tax on their salary and wages. Even poor people had to pay tax. And if they had no money to pay tax, then they had to work for the king without any payment. The money was not for the welfare of the people, for the king's private matters. Worse still, the king's officials were very corrupt. When they took 100 from the people, then they gave only 80 for the king. They took it from themselves. As a result, the king was very rich, while his people were very poor. Besides that, the king also liked to eat the flesh of human beings. This habit started when he was a child. One day, his mother made a mistake while she was cooking. She accidentally cut her thumb and blood spit on the food. Her maid then continued cooking without knowing that blood and a small piece of her mother's flesh was in the food. When Dewata Cengkar ate the food, he really, really liked it. Then he found out the reason. Since that day, He demanded the flesh of human being as part of his food. So, his army killed people every day for his food. When he was adult and became king, this habit grew. He ordered every chief of a district to sacrifice young and healthy people for the king to consume. Consequently, the people of Java diminished. The people were restless, but they did not dare to rebel, because the king was very cruel and his army was very strong. Until one day, someone named Ajisaka came to Java. He had two guards. Their names were Dora and Sambara. Before coming to Java, they landed in a small island in the north of Java called Pulau Majati. After several days, there Ajisaka decided to go to Java. Ajisaka left his weapon, a powerful traditional dagger called Kris, there. He told Dora to stay in the island of Majati to guard his Kris. And he told Dora not to give it to anybody else. After that, he went to Java with Sambada. Then he settled in Java as a merchant. The people of Java told him about his sorrow because of Dewata Tungkar's cruelty and injustice rule. Ajisaka was very concerned to the sorrow of Javanese people. He told the chief of the district where he settled to send him a sacrifice when the king wanted to eat people. So, the chief sent him to King Dewata Tungkar. As his turn came to become sacrificed, Ajisaka asked to say his last words to the king. The king granted him opportunity to speak. "Oh, great king of Java, the father of development of Java, the one who make people live prosperous life, the richest man in the world, I am honored to demand your majesty one last wish before I die. Tell me what you want." "Your majesty, the great king of Java, I just want a piece of land, the same size as my turban. I grant it. Just spread your turban." Then Ajisaka put off his turban and put it on the ground. Ajisaka held one side of it and asked the king to hold the other side. Amazingly, it became larger, so Dewata Tungkar had to step back. And every time it became larger and larger, so Dewata Tungkar finally stood at a beach. Ajisaka kicked him to the sea, and he died. The Javanese people were very happy to hear the cruel king had died. They were very thankful to Ajisaka and elected him as the new king of Java. Ajisaka remembered that one of his guard, Dora, was still in the island of Majati. As he was a king, it was impossible for him to go there. So, he told Sambada to go there and bring his Kris back. So, Sambada went to Majati Island. As he got there, he told Dora that Ajisaka asked him to take the quiz. His Majesty King Ajisaka ordered me to take the quiz to Java. Oh, maybe you make mistake. Ajisaka is our superior, but he is not a king. And he told me not to give his quiz to anybody else. It is my duty to guard it here until he came back and take it. It is my duty to take the quiz, and it is my duty to guard it. The dialogue came to a deadlock, so the tension grew. Then it became an armed conflict. Finally, both of them were killed. Several days later, Ajisaka was shocked to hear the news that they both died. Since that day, he created an alphabet, a Javanese alphabet based on their story. Here is the alphabet. It is like a poem. The poem consists of four lines. Each line consists of one sentence. Each sentence consists of a combination of characters. All characters are pronounced like hol. Here is the poem. Hono choroko Doto sawalo Podo choyonyo Mogo botongo Hono, there is. Choroko, envoy. Doto sawalo, it means bring a letter. Podo joyonyo, they are equally powerful. Moko botongo, they are killed.